USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the company that owns the limousine that crashed on Saturday afternoon in upstate New York, killing 20 people, had been cited at least four times in recent years for the condition of some of its vehicles. The crash, called the worst in America since 2009, happened at an intersection next to Lauren Kirby's country store.
The intersection used to be different before, and there were accidents before, but never anything like what's happened in the last few years, and especially yesterday.
She was speaking on Fox News. 18 of the dead were in the vehicle heading for a birthday party. Two pedestrians also killed. The NTSB says the driver didn't stop at the intersection, but so far they don't know why. He took the oath on Saturday, but Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh will have a ceremonial swearing-in at the White House this evening and will start hearing cases tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Parts of Florida could be in the path of another big storm. Tropical Storm Michael might turn into a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida, probably sometime on Wednesday, according to the National Hurricane Center. Two Americans sharing this year's Nobel Prize in economics. The two of them work on climate economics and sustainable growth.
With one half to William D. Nordhaus for integrating climate change into long-run macroeconomic analysis, and the other half to Paul M. Romer for integrating technological innovations into long-run macroeconomic analysis.
William Nordhaus is a professor at Yale and New York University's Paul Romer is a former chief economist and senior VP of the World Bank. Speaking of climate change, a UN panel's out with a report today that says 2030 will be the tipping point for mankind getting a grip on climate change, or there's going to be a global disaster. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Meghan McCain returning to TV. The daughter of the late Senator John McCain will be back to co-hosting ABC's The View beginning today. In announcing her return, the 33-year-old McCain recently sent out a tweet with a photograph of a blonde female boxer getting ready for her next round and strapping on gloves that featured the word dad written across one of them. Well, today is Columbus Day, the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas, marking a national holiday that celebrates the Italian explorer who, well, as they say, sailed the ocean blue over 500 years ago. In observance, most federal offices, banks, and post offices are closed today. The holiday does come with controversy. In Hawaii, the second Monday in October is actually known as Discoverer's Day, and several towns celebrate Indigenous People's Day instead to honor the Native Americans who were killed during European colonialism. To a story about a different kind of holiday.
A small town in Arkansas held their third annual Goat Festival Saturday, where goats dressed up in costumes took part in a parade. Organizer Sarah Frank said she wants Perryville, Arkansas, to be the Sturgis, South Dakota of goats.
I got on the internet. I couldn't find this offered anywhere, so I created the Arkansas Goat Festival to live out my dream of seeing a goat in costume parade.
I'm Rick Vincent.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.